NTSB sends an investigator to India. British Airways logs record losses for a second straight year. And Lufthansa gets its first A380. This is Aeronews. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, May 24th, 2010. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has sent an investigator to assist the government of India with its investigation of Saturday's 737 accident in Mangalore. At about 6:10 a.m. local time, Air India Express Flight 812, arriving from Dubai, overran the runway during landing at Mangalore International. There were 166 passengers and crew on board, and only 8 reported survivors. One of those survivors told authorities he heard a loud bang and jumped from the plane before a secondary explosion. The runway sits on top of a mesa and has a steep drop into a forested valley. It's 8,000 feet long and has an arresting zone about 300 feet long, built out of sand. This 737 continued through all that and then through a boundary wall and down into the trees, where it reportedly burst into flames. Bloomberg reports the cockpit voice recorder has been recovered, but not the flight data recorder, without which officials are hesitant to begin speculation. Follow the updates at aero-news.net. British Airways Friday reported a pre-tax loss equivalent to about $765 million U.S. for the 12 months ending March 31st. That's actually good news. It was expected by analysts to lose $100 million more than that. Making lemonade of the announcement of a second consecutive record loss, BA Chairman Martin Broughton noted that while revenue has fallen by $1.4 billion, the airline has managed to reduce costs as well, and that he expects it will break even this year. BA's merger with Spain's Iberia, expected to be completed by year's end, is claimed to hold savings of nearly $600 million a year by year 5 of combined operations. Of the ongoing disruption of its flight schedule by unionized cabin crews, CEO Willie Walsh commented, quote, "Returning the business to profitability requires permanent change across the company, and it's disappointing that our cabin crew union fails to recognize that. Structural change has been achieved in many parts of the business, and our engineers and pilots have voted for permanent change. I would like to thank our staff across the airline for their outstanding loyalty during this demanding period and our customers for their continued support," unquote. The cabin crews are represented by Unite, which has called a strike for today through Friday. British Airways is telling customers its contingency plans will allow it to operate a full schedule out of London City and Gatwick airports and 60% of its flights out of Heathrow. That is, of course, assuming the volcano behaves. Make sure to call ahead before you leave for the airport. During the development of the Airbus A380, Lufthansa was a deeply involved airline partner, providing input on design and tests of real-world results, including collaboration on that famous evacuation test on YouTube. Now, the airline finally has received the first of the 15 A380s it has on order. During the handover ceremony in Hamburg on Wednesday, Lufthansa unveiled its new first-class cabin with 8 generous seats on the upper deck. The upper deck is also equipped with 98 business seats. The main deck seats 420 in economy. Lufthansa CEO Wolfgang Mayrhuber says a very special experience awaits passengers and crews. Quote, "Our pilots, technicians, and service professionals have undergone intensive training and are thoroughly prepared for this new dimension in flying. They are all as excited about this aircraft as our passengers," unquote. Up next on ANN, a cockpit fire on board a 777 may be a new chapter in an old story. The X-51A takes flight tomorrow, and Peter Bowler retires at AMR. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 24th. I'm Paul Plack. In the case of a cockpit fire aboard a United Airlines 757 on May 16th, the NTSB wants to check whether it's related to a problem already identified in the windshield heater connections of several other Boeing planes. In this latest case, the plane was flying from JFK to LAX when the crew encountered smoke in the cockpit. There were no injuries, but it took two doses of Halon to stop the fire, and the crew diverted to Washington Dulles. On approach, the captain's windshield cracked. The NTSB previously issued a safety bulletin for the connectors on electric windshield heaters used on Boeing models including the 747, 757, 767, and 777. One of the connections is made through a screw, and if the fastener is cross-threaded during maintenance, it can result in a loose connection which creates a lot of heat. In the incident a week ago, investigators found that terminal block and the attached wiring harness burned. The NTSB says investigators will look closely at recovered hardware to determine if this latest event is related to the earlier problem. The U.S. Air Force is getting ready to make some noise tomorrow over California. The X-51A Waverider will make its first hypersonic flight test attempt from Edwards Air Force Base tomorrow. The unmanned aerial vehicle will be released from a B-52 off the Southern California coast. The drone is expected to fly autonomously for 5 minutes, powered by a scramjet. That's supersonic combustion ramjet. Accelerate to Mach 6 and transmit large amounts of data to ground stations before it splashes down into the Pacific and breaks up. There are no plans to recover it. 3 more have been built for subsequent tests. If the 51A makes it through all 300 seconds of flight planned, it will set a record. The longest previous hypersonic scramjet flight was performed by NASA with an X-43 in 2004. That was faster, but lasted only about 10 seconds. That engine also used hydrogen fuel, which would not be logistically practical. Originally, the program had planned one test back in December and 3 more this calendar year. Charlie Brink, X-51A program manager, says the first test was pushed back to this quarter and the rest until at least next year to conserve costs. The X-51A is a joint project of the Air Force and DARPA and Boeing Company and Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne. AMR Corp., parent of American Airlines and its American Eagle Regional, announced Thursday that American Eagle president and CEO Peter Bowler will retire after 26 years with the two airlines. He called his tenure the highlight of his career. Quote, "I am grateful for the opportunity to have served with the wonderful people of American Eagle and am proud of the fact that we have successfully navigated more than 11 years of constant change. We responded quickly to the dramatic events of our times, from 9/11 to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, from epidemics to oil spikes and the global financial crisis. Unlike many competitors, American Eagle avoided bankruptcy or labor strife, established an excellent safety culture and safety record, and revitalized our fleet and facilities," unquote. No specific retirement date was given. AMR says Bowler will stay on the job until his successor is chosen. Still ahead, Whip Air has just the thing for that tall caravan. Here's why they have rules about hand propping. And you can't help but wonder what they were thinking. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, May 24th. I'm Paul Plagg. If you've ever stood next to a caravan on Whip Air floats, you know they get pretty tall. Whip Air has now introduced a revised G2 version of its single-point refueling system for the Cessna Caravan 208 or 208B, and it offers some attractive benefits. The new system is compatible with the Garmin G1000 system and also works with resistive fuel level gauges. The system can be installed on the aircraft in either land or seaplane configuration. It allows the aircraft to be filled from the ground without ladders, eliminating the risk of leading edge damage from over-the-wing fueling. Whip Air's new electronic monitoring ensures the aircraft is reliably topped off and uses an all-new digital display with touchscreen controls. Also new to the G2 edition is the flexibility to display fuel quantities in gallons, liters, kilograms, or pounds. You can find out more at Whip Air. That's WIPAIRE Cessna.com. A Cessna 182 got away from its pilot at Centennial Airport in Denver last week when a hand prop attempt got out of hand. 73-year-old Richard Steinmeier found the battery dead in the 1978 Skylane. Arapahoe County Sheriff's Officers report he left the ignition switch on and got it started manually, but when the engine started, the plane outran him. It traveled about 1,000 feet across the airport apron, crossed an active runway, and hit a few signs before eventually flipping over onto its back. Nobody else was on board at the time. KDVR-TV reports that South Metro Fire and Rescue responded, but there was no fire, and Steinmeier suffered only minor injuries. He was treated at the scene. The Cessna is considered a total loss. Finally today, it's hard to know what goes through some people's minds. A complaint was filed late Wednesday against Jose Pohl for attempting to carry dangerous weapons on an aircraft after he allegedly showed up in Carolina, Puerto Rico to board a flight to Boston with a carry-on bag containing a stun gun, a pepper spray canister, 4 box cutters, and a switchblade. The TSA says its officer asked the defendant to accompany him to the TSA security office and that Pohl voluntarily went and waited in the room until FBI agents arrived to take him into custody. Rosa Emilia Rodriguez-Velez, U.S. attorney for the District of Puerto Rico, says, quote, "We will continue to investigate this matter vigorously until we determine the defendant's motives in attempting to board an airliner with the dangerous weapons he was carrying," unquote. Or, in other words, until we determine what goes through some people's minds. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about some things that are working at his flight school. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.